Hi, friend. My name is Danielle Hollerin, and I am the host of the Detail Diary podcast. I'm a self-made online business owner who loves sharing the behind the scenes of my business and inspiring others to follow their dreams. You can find me most days chasing my dog around, relaxing with my husband, and wearing basically anything Dusty Rose and Pearls. Think of this as your space to come to feel motivated and inspired to take on your biggest dreams, while also just chatting with your best friend. Cozy up for some girl time and get ready to feel uplifted and inspired. Hello and welcome to the Detail Diary podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hollerin. Thank you all for tuning in and spending your morning, afternoon, car ride, evening, nap time, work time, whatever it may be, with me today. I'm happy to sit down and chit chat with you all. And today's episode is going to be focused around making the decision to go full time with your business, become self-employed, and understanding all of the different things that you need to consider when you are making this decision when it comes to actionable items to set up in your business. I've done an episode before all about making the decision to go full-time in your business, what that looked like for me, what kind of steps I recommend you look at before making the decision to go full-time. I'll link that episode down below. I'm not going to be chatting about making the decision to go full-time in today's episode. Instead, I'm actually going to be chatting about all of the actionable items that you need to take in order to feel comfortable in being self-employed, all the things that you need to do before becoming self-employed, and everything like that. So these may be not the most exciting things to talk about, but hopefully this episode will help you feel a little less overwhelmed if you are kind of in the position right now of maybe thinking of taking your business full-time one day or having the dream to take your business full-time one day and nervous about the steps involved to get there. I am here to help you. Also, these are all going to be very important to consider if you are going full-time in order to build out your pricing structure for your business with new considerations that come up in business when you are full-time. So we are going to dive into that, but first I want to do a quick Patreon recap because it has been a couple weeks. Last time I did a full Patreon recap was on my personal update episode, which was I feel like almost a month ago now, definitely a few weeks ago. So I will give a quick recap of some recent Swirl Squad videos. If you're new to listening to the podcast, my Patreon has three different tiers. Tier one is Detailed Devotees, which includes a bonus podcast episode every month, as well as a bunch of freebies like free wallpaper and different things that I upload every single month. Tier two is Swirl Squad, which is my most popular tier, which includes all of my educational videos and tutorials that are uploaded every single Friday. There is a new Swirl Squad video, and whenever you subscribe, you gain access to all previously uploaded Swirl Squad videos. There are over 40 videos now in the Swirl Squad library. And I cover everything from hand lettering to social media, small business processes, supplies, literally everything across the board, geared towards e-commerce small business owners. And my third tier is Danielle's Mentee Crew. This is my mentorship platform. You gain access to all of the other features in the previous tiers, so the bonus episodes, the Swirl Squad videos, and then you also get a one-on-one mentorship call with me every single month. I do have availability in April for one more mentee. It is a month-to-month mentorship, so you can do it on a recurring monthly basis, or if you just want to chat about a few things and need some mentorship on a certain area just on a one-off basis, it can be a one-time thing as well. So that is a little background on the Patreon. So recently on Swirl Squad, I talked through my rental booking process. So I did a whole entire video chatting all about how I book my rental clients, the system that I use. I give you examples of exactly how I set my organization up and keep track of my rental clients and book everything out, invoice everything, and all things like that. I then uploaded a video all about adding bounce to your hand lettering and defining your signature hand lettering style. That was super fun. Then I did a little bit of a different video and I provided you with a bunch of email templates for negative customer interactions. So kind of where to start in crafting emails for all of those difficult interactions with customers, whether like a product was damaged or someone wasn't happy with their product, kind of how to navigate those situations and actual templates of what to say, because I know it can be so hard to craft up responses in those heated moments. And then just recently, this past Friday, the Swirl Squad video was all about increasing your reach on Instagram Reels and lots of different tactics when it comes to that. So that's a little rapid fire update on what's been going on Swirl Squad the past couple of weeks. And then I forgot to mention last Monday was April 1st, and there was a bonus episode uploaded to Patreon as well as a free wallpaper for the month of April. But the bonus episode is chatting all about my basement office renovation. I decided to do this on Patreon because I had so much to talk about, and I didn't want to take up a whole podcast episode here chatting all about my basement and office renovation. So I dove into everything that we're doing to our basement, the whole entire layout of my office workshop, everything that it's going to include downstairs, everything that I'm doing. I'm so excited. We are actually starting next week. If you're listening to this podcast episode in real time, I actually think I'm going to be uploading vlogs to the Patreon. More info to come on that. I just started vlogging last week. I'll probably do them like bi-weekly or whenever, you know, there's updates and things going on. But I thought it would be really fun to vlog the entire process. So lots and lots of fun content to come when it comes to our basement renovation, you guys. I literally cannot wait. I cannot believe I have worked in the conditions that I've worked in for so long. And I'm just so excited. So that is a very long-winded update of everything that's been going on over on Patreon. So let's dive in to today's episode, the self-employment checklist and everything you need to consider when going full-time in your business. Now, I give disclaimers in basically all of my podcast episodes, but I'm coming at this as a friend. We are just small business besties chatting and giving advice from previous experiences. So I'm not coming at this as like a financial advisor or professional, you know, financial planner when it comes to business things. Obviously, I always recommend on any of these touchy topics to consult a professional when it comes to making these decisions for yourself. I'm just sharing my experience and things that I've done and things that I would recommend to my small business friends like you guys when it comes to making this decision and bringing it back down to the basics. So kind of reeling it back in, let's start from the beginning. So before you're thinking about taking a business full-time and making it your career and primary source of income and just going all in, we need to make sure that we are running a legitimate business, which obviously sounds a little obvious, but I don't want to leave that part out. So before we dive into anything else, we want to make sure that we are fully set up legally, both on the federal side and on the state side. So on the federal side, you want to ensure that your business is registered, that you have an EIN number, and you are a registered business. It does not cost any money to set up your business federally and get your EIN number. An EIN number is basically a social security number for your business. Moving forward, when you file taxes, this is the number you're going to use to file your taxes. And essentially, like I said, it just serves as a social security number for your business. Now, also making sure that you are set up legitimately under your state. Now, state's rules for registering a business vary state by state. There's a really great article I will link below in the show notes that goes through every single state, what you are required to do within your own state to register your business. It's an awesome resource. This is the direction I point all of my mentees in when it comes to setting up your business and structuring your business, getting it all set. So that is going to look different for everyone. Definitely reference this article if you are not set up in your state to see the different steps that you need to take when it comes to getting set up in your state. So step one, get set up both federally and state level on a legal basis for your business. Now, of course, along with that comes different, you know, financial measures that you can take when it comes to getting your business set up. Now, if you've heard me talk about finances, if you've heard me talk about bookkeeping, a lot of the stuff in the finance category isn't like a mandate. You know, when you take your business full time, it's not a federal mandate that you have to have a separate bank account or that you have to, you know, handle your finances and XYZ. You got to pay taxes. But other than that, it's kind of on your own responsibility to be organized in setting up your finances and keeping track of all of that information. So I'm not going to dive heavily into that. You guys have heard me talk about bookkeeping before. I just did an episode recently all about small business taxes. So if you want to listen to that one to get a little bit more information on this topic, you definitely can. But kind of just having in mind a system for your finances that you plan on keeping track of everything is definitely a good consideration to make before going full-time. Just something I would personally recommend. Again, it's not like a law or mandate that you have to be organized with your finances before going full-time. It's just going to make your life a lot easier, tax time a lot cleaner, and your business more successful in the future, having a good grasp on your financial health of your business. So we've got our legal stuff all set and good to go for our business. We have a grasp on how we want to handle our finances for the business. Now let's move along to some other intricacies business-wise before we get on to a personal level for things we need to think about for ourselves as the business owner. Next up on the list would be some type of insurance for the business. Now, if you're one of my mentees, you know that I've talked about this before during mentorship calls and things. When it comes to setting up your business, you are not required to have insurance. Again, it's kind of like the finance thing. There are best practices to follow and things that are recommended. But when it comes to getting started, just opening up an Etsy shop, you don't need to, have insurance to open an Etsy shop. But I do recommend as you get going into business, especially as you're taking your business full time, to get insurance to keep both you and yourself protected, especially if it is your full-time income and your full-time business. I do recommend getting some type of general liability business insurance. This is going to look different for everyone, everyone's business, depending on what you need coverage on and everything. I personally use Next Insurance, and to be honest, I don't know too much about this topic. Again, this is me just chit-chatting with you all as a friend, not as someone giving hardcore advice on what to do. I've also worked with Hiscox before. They have a really awesome small business insurance program. I like to use Next because they also have an at-home small business coverage. Obviously, I work out of my home and I have a lot of inventory here and my office here. So having coverage over that, God forbid if anything were to happen house-wise, that's something I needed to consider. So this is going to look very different for everyone. Whatever insurance you use for your house or whatever the case may be, you can also see if they have some type of small business insurance. I've had a great experience with Next. I've had a great experience with Hiscox. I know other people have had great experiences with other insurance companies. So do your own due diligence, do your own research on what insurance company would work best for you to cover the areas that you need covered in your business. But highly recommend before taking the leap to go full time to get some type of insurance for your business to be covered in the certain areas that you need coverage. God forbid something were to happen, because you need to protect yourself and protect your business. So those are the main three points business-wise I would tackle before taking the leap into self-employment: legal, financial, and insurance. Now, let's look at it on a self-employed end of what do we need to think about personally when it comes to taking our business full-time. And I kind of like to look at this as, okay, what are all of the things that my employer is doing for me that I now need to take responsibility to do myself? Because technically, when we're self-employed, we are the employer and the employee. So on an employer end of things, what are all of the different things that my current employer is doing for me behind the scenes that I don't need to think about, that I now need to be responsible for? And I think that's a pretty good way to look at it in a lens that makes it a lot less intimidating, because I feel like when a lot of these topics get thrown around, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much I have to, think about and account for, and it can just feel very overwhelming. But when you really just break it down and think, okay, at my current job or at a corporate job, what is everything that my employer is covering for me? Make a list out, and those those are all now the roles that you need to take care of yourself as the quote unquote employer. So we will start at the top of the list with health insurance. Now, I'm in a very privileged situation that I am married and my husband has health insurance. So being self-employed, I am able to just hop on his health insurance. Even before I was self-employed, I was already on his insurance because his insurance was better than mine. So obviously not everyone's situation is going to be like this. Maybe you're single, maybe you're still on your parents' insurance, maybe you're married and both you and your husband were on your insurance from your corporate job. There's a lot of different, you know, scenarios that can come up with this, but health insurance for yourself, like separate from your business insurance, like your health insurance, dental, you know, whatever that may include, you need to think about how this is going to work with being a small business owner. So again, just a consideration that needs to be made if you are going off on your own, being self-employed, getting your own health insurance separately. Obviously, this needs to be a consideration that is taken very seriously and factored heavily into your pricing. Next up on the list is retirement. And we are not forgetting about this area. I know that it can seem fun and creative and really exciting to just jump into your creative business full time, just loving what you're doing at the moment. But you have to think, when you are taking your business full time, when you're becoming self-employed, this is now a career for you. And we need to think long term of what this career is going to look like. Are we going to be doing this every single day of our life until we're 90 years old? No. At some point, you know, of course our business is going to evolve and change. And I'm sure we're not going to be doing the same thing now that we're doing even 5 years from now. I know I definitely am not, and my business has already changed so much, but we need to consider what retirement looks for us. You know it seems like so far away and something that we don't even need to think about. But again, think about all the things that a corporate job or your current employer may be taking into consideration, and retirement is one of them. So the second I went full-time, I set up a retirement plan for myself. Again, this is something you will definitely need to consult a financial advisor, financial professional for, but it was very easy for me to set up, and I just do an automatic, you know, payment to my retirement account every single month. It's a fixed price, fixed amount every month that just gets transferred over and I don't even see it. So I feel at ease knowing that I'm already saving for retirement. I have a plan set up that's very comparable to what I was doing at my corporate job, and out of sight, out of mind, I know that that is set up and going for me for the future. So again, definitely consideration that you need to put on your checklist before going full time. One thing I recommend is just looking at what you're doing now in the job that you're in now, whether it's a corporate job or whatever the case may be, how your retirement plan is set up right now, you know, maybe the percentage of your income that you're contributing right now, see how that compares to something that you would like to set up currently in your business. And again, this is also going to be a huge factor that plays into your pricing when it comes to pricing your products for your business. When we go full time, a lot of these, you know, areas become much more serious because now, you know, it's not just our supplies that we're covering when it comes to pricing our products or the labor, it's all of these additional overhead costs that we may not see right in front of us in our expenses day to day as we're purchasing our supplies and making our products, but they're real costs that factor into running our business and sustaining our career that need to be factored in. All right, and next up on the list is how you are going to pay yourself. So I was actually just having a conversation with my mentee all about this. She's in the position right now of kind of getting some organizational items together when it comes to her finances and breaking out her business compared to her personal and getting in the process of actually paying herself. Now, as I mentioned, when we're talking about finances, this isn't like a mandatory thing that you have to set up before going full time, but it is a best practice to have your business finances separated from your personal finances and have a system for paying yourself. Now, you don't have to like put yourself on payroll or anything like that, but just having an understanding of how much you would like to pay yourself every month or every week, what that looks like for you, and just having an overall idea of how you want to approach that area of your business, what your like quote unquote salary is going to look like. Obviously, this is all kind of like arbitrary numbers and a little bit of imagination, because at the end of the day, we're self-employed. Everything we make, you know, is ours anyways, whether we're, you know, quote unquote paying ourselves or quote unquote not. It's all in the same place at the end of the day. But I know it's really helped me to have a clear understanding of, okay, before going full time, you know, this is how much my business is typically making. Obviously, from year to year, month to month, supply and demand, the economy, there are many things that are unpredictable in small business, but having a generalized goal and idea of what you think your business is capable of running it full time financial wise, and from there determining what type of salary you are able to pay yourself from the business. Now, it may be all of it. It may be a portion of it. Obviously, it's going to look different for everyone, but just having a little bit of an idea around this area will help you when it comes to having a little bit more structure around the finances of your business. I know it's definitely helped me, and organization around finances is only going to help you in the future. And that is everything on your self-employment checklist to consider before taking your business full-time. Really, it is not that crazy. Of course, there's more intricacies, you know, that could apply to your own personal situation and things to think about down the line when you are self-employed, like what does it look like to take a maternity leave and how to, you know, save for that and just all different types of situations that arise when you are self-employed. And so many things that I've talked about on the podcast and will continue to talk about as someone who is self-employed. But a really good framework to look at it at is all of the things that your current employer is doing for you, you now have to do as your own employer, which when you really boil it down is not that bad. I know it seems so overwhelming, but it is so doable. And as always, with some organization and thought ahead, you will be able to do it. That will be the note I write in my figurative detail diary for today. Let me know if this was helpful for you. If you are planning to take your business full time in the near future, please let me know. Shoot me a message. I would love to follow along and support you. And I am wishing you all of the best in your entrepreneurial, self-employed small business journey. I will catch you guys next Monday for a brand new episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Detail Diary podcast. Make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Be sure to join our community over on Instagram at Detail Diary Podcast and introduce yourself. I'm looking forward to meeting you over there, and I will see you next Wednesday for a brand new episode. Until then, have an amazing week.